Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer. This is a podcast that comes out on Sunday mornings with the hope that you would listen to this before you even walk through the doors of the church, before you gather with other saints to worship the Lord, to prime our hearts as we come before the Lord to worship Him in spirit and in truth, to hear of His word and to leave changed. And so this morning, I want to just read for us from Matthew chapter 22 and specifically verse 37. But what's happening right before verse 37 is Jesus is out teaching, and the Pharisees kind of gather around and they tried to test Him with a question. And that question was this: Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And out of all of the laws and traditions, Jesus gave a clear and powerful answer. He said this in verse 37, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." And when I think about the gathering of the saints, gathering of the church, that gathering each and every Sunday morning should be the place that our love for God should be most evident. And what Jesus is saying here is that our relationship with God is not meant to be divided. It's not meant to be half-hearted, but rather He calls us to love Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our minds, every part of who we are. And I like to think about it in those specific ways. Our heart, meaning this, meaning our desires, meaning our affections. When He says our soul, that's meaning the very center of our being. And our mind, the way that we think, the way that we reason. And so this morning, as we head into the corporate worship service, can we ask ourselves, are we offering God maybe only part of us, or are we giving Him, as this verse says, all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind? When I think of this, John 4:24 comes to mind. And that verse reminds us of the type of worshiper that the Father is looking for. And it says that the time is now here and is coming, where the Father is looking for worshipers who worship in spirit and in truth. That's the type of worshiper that the Father is looking for. Not just one with a lot of head knowledge, but one who worships the Lord and desires to love the Lord with our whole being. And so my prayer is that we would be that type of worshiper this morning, the type of worshiper that the Father is looking for. Lord, draw our hearts close to You this morning. God, would You continue to teach us to love You with our whole being, with our thoughts, with our desires, with our lives. And this morning, as we gather as the saints, as the body of Christ, may everything that we say, everything that we do, honor You alone, Lord. We love You and pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.